Today we study chapter 8 in Sefer Yirmiyahu, which is a continuation from yesterday's shiur on chapter 7. Beit Ahi, when I come and bring this destruction on Yerushalayim, Num Adonai, Yotziu et atzmot Machi Yehuda ve atzmot Sara ve atzmot Hakohanim ve atzmot Hanaviim ve atzmot Yoshvei Yerushalayim mikivrehem. Things will be so bad that the invaders are going to come and take out the bones of the kings of Yehuda and the bones of all the ministers and the bones of all the priests and the bones of all the false prophets. And the bones of all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim, they'll take them out of their graves. Ushtachum l'shemesh v'liarech, they'll lie them out on the ground, in front of the sun and the moon. Ulechot tzva shemayim, all the gods that they worshipped. Asher ahavum, the gods that these people had loved before they were destroyed. Vasher avadum, and they served them. Vasher ochu achrayim, they followed them. Vasher drashum, they turned to them for guidance. Vasher ishtachavulem, they bowed down to them. Lo yesfu v'lo yikaveru. The bones of these people who served all these gods, these priests and kings and all the leaders of the people, their bones won't be gathered. They won't be buried. Instead, they'll become dung on the face of the earth. Those who remain alive would rather be dead. From this wicked family of the house of Israel, from the people of Yehuda, things will be so bad that those who remain alive will be wishing that they were dead. And things will also be this bad that people would prefer death in all the places that I'm exiling them to. God tells Yirmiyahu, I'll tell them, Kol ma Adonai, this is the word of God. When men fall, don't they get up again? And if they turn aside, don't they turn back? Normal people, when you fall, you come back. Madua shavava ha'amazeh, Yerushalayim meshuvah nitzachat. Why don't my people return to me? How come they constantly rebel against me? Again, the word shavav, a mischievous and rebellious child. Why is this nation not returning to me? Why are these people in Yerushalayim consistently rebelling? Hechziku b'tarmit, they cling to their deceit. Manu lashuv, they don't want to do repentance. Hikshafti, I'm listening to their conversations. Veshma, and I hear what they're saying. They don't speak honestly. No one has remorse about what he's doing, all the bad things he's done. No one says, what did I do wrong? No one's saying, well, maybe I did something wrong. They all go on their ways like a horse running into battle. When a horse runs into battle, he doesn't look right or left, he just goes and doesn't think. Even the stork in the sky knows it's time to come home. The Torah v'sis v'agur shomrot eid bo'ana. And a turtle dove and a swift and a crane, they all know, all these birds know when it's time to come back home. V'ami lo yadu et mishpat Adonai. But my own people, they don't know the way of God. They don't know how to return. Again, Yirmiyahu's called upon the people over and over again to return, and the people don't listen. Echad tomru chachamim anachnu. How can you say we are wise? V'torat Adonai itanu. A very difficult pasuk. Here we hear what the people are answering. The people say, we're wise, we know the laws of God. And God's laws are with us. Everything they're doing is full of falsehood. Eight sheker sofrim. The scribes are writing things falsely as well. Hovishu chachamim. The wise will be put to shame. Chatu v'yilachedu. They'll be dismayed and caught. Hine bidvar adonai ma'asu. They rejected the word of God. The chachmat melehem. And their wisdom amounts to nothing. Here again we see that the people think they're okay. And it's so difficult to understand. Yirmiyahu is talking about terrible things. He's talking about murder. He's talking about idol worship. He's talking about robbery. He's talking about abominations. All these terrible things. And the people say, God's with us. And we're following His Torah. There seems to be such a gap between what Yirmiyahu is saying and what the people think they're doing. Again, this is something, as we continue our study of Yirmiyahu, we're going to have to try and figure out, how could this be? L'chein, Pasuk Yud. Etein et neshem l'achirim. Because of their bad behavior, I'm going to give their wives to other people. Stoteam l'yorshim. Their fields will be possessed by other nations. Ki miketon v'ad gadol. From young to old. Kulo botzea batza. All of them are greedy for gain. Kulo otzea shaker. All of them acting falsely. And what are the false prophets doing? V'arapu et shever batami al nekala. Lemor, shalom shalom v'ein shalom. Everyone's supporting each other, telling the people, it's okay, there'll be peace, war won't break out, it won't be so bad, there won't be destruction. The people don't repent because they're encouraged by their false prophets that they're fine. And therefore, God says, Hovishu ki toivasu. They should be put to shame because of the abominations that they're doing. Gambosh lo yivoshu. Nonetheless, they don't feel any shame. Vikalim lo yadehu. They don't know how to blush. Lachin yiplu benoflim beit pukuratam yikashlu, amar Adonai. Therefore, they're going to fall, and they will stumble at the time of their doom, God says. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, we begin Haftarah 4, Tisha B'Av. Asof asifem nu Adonai. I'm going to make an end to them. In an avim ba'gefen. There won't be any grapes left on the vine. Vein tenim batena. There are no figs on the fig tree. Va'alem navel. And the leaves are all withered. Ve'ten lem ve'avrum. Whatever I've given them is all going to be gone. Amei anachnu yoshvim. Now we have a conversation about the people who've seen this destruction. What are they going to do? Amei anachnu yoshvim. He'asfu v'navo areim yivtzar v'nid mesham. The people say, why waiting out here in the fields? Let's gather into the fortified cities. And we'll meet our doom there. Ki Adonai Eloheinu hadimanu. Our own God has doomed us. Ve'ashkenu merosh. He made us drink this bitter water. Ki chatanu l'Adonai. Now we have at least a sense of remorse after this destruction is happening. Kavei l'shalom ve'in tov. People are hoping for good, but there is no good. Leit marpeh v'nei v'ata. They're hoping for a time of relief, but instead we get terror. And now we begin to describe how the enemy from the north is coming. Midan ishma nacharat susav. From up north in the city of Dan, in the Galil, we can hear the noise of their horses. Mikol mitzalot abirav. The neighing of their horses. Rasha kol haaretz. The land is trembling. Ve'avou ve'achlu eretz umeloha. They're coming with all the troops and eating up all the produce of the land. Ir v'yosheva. They're devouring all the cities and their inhabitants. And God says, now, ki nei mishalech b'chem nechashim tifonim. I'm going to send poisonous snakes against you. I'm going to send asher ein lem lachash, and there's no charm against them. V'nishchu etchem nu madonai. They're going to bite you and cause you to die. Yimel continues his kina. Mavligiti alei yagon. When in grief I would seek comfort. Alai libi davai. My heart is sick with me. Hini kol shavat batami me'eretz marchakim. I hear the sound of my nation from far away. What question are they asking? Hadonai em b'tzion? Is there no God in Zion? Is there no God in Yerushalayim? Imakainbat? Is there king not with her? Madu bechistuni bechbislehem? Why did they anger me with their idols? Bevlei nechar? With alien gods? Avar katsir kalak haitz? The harvest is over. The summer is gone. Vanachru lo nashanu. No one has come to save us. The people were hoping that maybe Egypt would come to save them. And nothing came. Ashever batami hasbarti. Kedarti. Shamech ziktani. Because my people are shattered, I'm shattered. I'm dejected. Hatzari ein begilad. Is there no bomb in Gilad? Im rofe ein sham. Can you find a doctor there? Ki madua lo alta aruchat batami. Why was there no healing for my people? Mitein roshimayim veinim mikor dima. Defkei yomam v'layla et chalalei batami. The last pasuk of Parachet is one of the opening lines in the keynote on Tisha B'Av. It looks as though my head were water because my eyes are so full of tears, like a fountain of tears. I'm crying so much that I would cry, Vefkei yomam v'layla achalalei batami. I would cry day and night for those slain for my people. In Parachet, Yirmiyahu is simply crying about the imminent korban, the destruction that's happening, saying he can't take it anymore, explaining how sad God is. The description here of destruction is so intense that this chapter was chosen for the Haftarah on Tisha B'Av itself.